I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the show. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Just kidding. 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a not victory Monday for the Kansas City Chiefs. First time we've said that in, what, 15 weeks?
God, it's been a long time, man, since Christmas, right? Last year when they didn't have a victory. Well, I guess that would have been a victory Wednesday because Christmas was a Tuesday last year, whatever the hell
Tuesday
Christmas was on last year. But no victory Monday today for the Chiefs, and the national media is taking a bath in Arrowhead tears, I guess, today with the way that the game went down. You were showing me some stuff this morning, and it's the national media. They're all ready to cancel the Chiefs for the rest of the season, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like necessarily like they're canceling the Chiefs. It's just more so you can tell that they had a lot of memes and stuff they've been writing for the last year or so that they can finally come out and release. I don't want to know. I don't know if it's the word the kids use today quite often, which is cringe.
Right.
But I mean, Bleacher Report, right? Very respected source. We use them a lot in this business, a lot for this show. And they have a meme, and it's a cartoon, and it says, you know, is it over? Taylor's version. And it's Josh Allen staring at Travis Kelce crying, listening to an iPod, which didn't know those existed anymore. And he's got headphones in that are the old plug into the phone. So that's how old that meme's been stewing. And they released that yesterday. And it's kind of like, oh.
Well, Aaron, that guy in New York still wears those headphones, as you've seen before. So he's probably the last one. I didn't say his full name.
Did you say his name?
If I did say his full name, if you want to count it, I'll give you $20. I don't care. It means we're going out drinking. But I did see
one.
Do we need a ka-ching sign for that? Yeah.
We got $20. Look at Bob on a Monday.
All right. Rolling through. Hey, I'll give it to you on a Monday. I'll buy you a cocktail at Smokehouse Barbecue the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You got that.
He knows it's a loss. He knows what happens when you say his name. We're already up $20.
I'll take it.
Now we got $40 in the house.
Can I mention his name again for how good his team was yesterday?
If you want to put $20 back in it. We don't say that name.
Now we're done with that name. But also the Athletic / New York Times reassessing the AFC contenders. Are the Bills the best? And all of that nonsense.
Well, what do they say? If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Got to beat the best. And they beat the best yesterday. Buffalo did. And nothing changed. Literally nothing changed with the standings, with the hierarchy, with anything, you know, with that loss yesterday. And so that's the good thing. The Chiefs still control absolutely everything. They still are in the exact same spot today as they were some 24 hours ago or a week ago after that Denver win.
Right.
They just got to go take care of business the rest of the way. And I would imagine based on yesterday's game, and I don't want to say yesterday's effort because that makes it like you're attacking them personally, but after yesterday's game, they're going to reassess some things as they always do, and they will use this loss as fuel to the fire, Dust Man. And we'll see you in New Orleans in February.
I thought that, you know, I always feel kind of different after certain losses.
Sure.
I didn't necessarily, like, this was one of those ones where, like, I don't know how to describe this, but it's kind of like when you and your buddies play, like, bags, or you play, like, beer pong or beer die or something like that, and it's competitive.
Yeah.
But, like, your night doesn't change if you lose.
Right.
Like,
sure,
I woke up today thinking, like, man, that sucks. I really would have loved an undefeated season. But I go back and I think to myself, this wasn't about going perfect. This was about winning a three-peat.
Right.
To say they were going to go perfect was like giving me a Costco cake and a Dairy Cream cake at the same time for my birthday. I just need one of them. I don't need both. And yesterday's game, were there frustrations? Absolutely. Didn't really see some impactful players in that game. But again, it's not about the regular season. And like we had listened to Buffalo Bills fans, there were people saying, oh, Capaccio's like, oh, it's, you know, lose-lose, right? Like if we win, everyone's like, sweet, we beat the Chiefs, but doesn't really matter.
Right.
Didn't see, like you sent me a text, didn't see a lot of apathy in the crowd last night. It was like a celebration. I mean,
obviously, your team wins, right?
And the other thing that it reminds me of,
there was no apathy for that game yesterday by Buffalo fans.
It was a well-desired bluff.
Right, yeah, right?
It was a good poker face.
Because you're setting yourself up. You had some injuries. Yeah. You're setting yourself up for a potential loss or something like that. So you want to say, it's apathetic, it's a lose-lose, and then you take your shirt off and put pasties on and you run around. Not that I did that on Saturday night, but anyway.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. And no, but so like, you know, you look at that game, I look at the schedule, and I'm like, man, would you rather beat Buffalo and be 7-3, or would you rather lose to Buffalo and be 9-1?
Yeah,
you're 9-1.
There's a question. Yeah,
you still have a game ahead of Buffalo, right? You're still a full game.
Mm-hmm.
That was just insurance for Buffalo, right?
Right.
They're at the blackjack table. They bet insurance on the ace the dealer had. We'll see if he flips it up and it's a jack. If he's got 21, they get the one seed.
Do you ever buy insurance in the black? No, it's one of the scam bets of all time.
No, you always play the poker hand.
Yeah,
it's a 9-1 odds. That way, if you get like if it's like a poker hand for Texas Hold'em, you get three cards flush straight, whatever, you win 9-1 odds.
But anyways, so that game, that's what that game is. That's why this game, I said it yesterday, this game does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is that battle between two equally talented teams, two quarterbacks that are really damn good. By the way, those are the two best in the game. Ain't nobody better than
those. No, there's nobody better than those two.
Those are the two best.
Yeah, and that conversation's over.
Should be. Yeah. And that's why that game is that way. Like, not only that, but like both guys are bros.
Mm-hmm.
Both guys are super, super talented. All the history that's involved with Buffalo and Kansas City throughout time, right? Like, our dads watch Joe Montana lay helpless on the field. We watch Mahomes and Allen battle every single year. You pine for that game to happen again. And whether one team wins or one team loses, they each kind of get to go off on their own way. Buffalo, if I was somebody asking Buffalo questions right now, I'd be like, are you really sure you want to go into your bye this week?
Or you want to keep this thing going.
So they kind of have that stall out, which maybe they look at it as like, that's the win we needed. That's where we go. Or they're like, damn it, I want to keep going. Because their schedule moving forward, I don't think Buffalo can lose again. Because I think Kansas City might have another hiccup on the schedule. They've got Houston and Pittsburgh as their two toughest teams.
Right.
And boys, Pittsburgh's showing a lot of grit.
They really are. Pittsburgh's a really good team. But Denver at the end of the year, they could be playing for a playoff berth as well.
Too.
And that's a tough one going to Denver at the end of the season, right?
And that's a tough one. We'll see if Bo can continue to keep going the way he's going. A very impressive win yesterday over an Atlanta team who I think is good. And they boat roast him.
30-6. I mean, it was an absolute destruction yesterday.
But here's Buffalo's next.
Still thinks Caleb Williams is better than Bo Nix, by the way.
What a loser.
Caleb Williams hasn't thrown a touchdown pass since October.
Yeah, I don't make final judgments on rookies after 10 weeks. That's it.
Okay.
But if he was playing good, you'd be peacocking around here telling me, I told you Caleb Williams was good. You don't make decisions. We make decisions every minute in the NFL. Come on now.
Yeah, it's too much. That's what I'm saying. It's too recency bias.
Blocked field goals never happened in the NFL. Yeah. It's lucky.
It happened the very next week.
Same exact situation.
My friend jinxed that.
Dude, as soon as it happened, I looked at my buddy and I was like, I didn't think this stuff ever happened. He's like, yeah, well, technically it normally does.
It never does.
Back-to-back weeks.
It does until it does, and then you're aware to it, right? Then you're on the lookout for it.
It's like when you buy a new car, you're like, you know, I never really noticed there's this many PT Cruisers on the road.
Yeah.
I don't see those cars anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah, those are gone,
man. Boy, did they have a run.
They really did for 5 minutes.
Oh, I mean, it was everywhere. It was a PT Cruiser, PT Cruiser.
Everybody. Do you even know what that is, Mac? A PT Cruiser?
Those cars are bad, man. Built very badly.
Now I'm pretty sure a PT Cruiser is either a porn star's name or a way of facial hair. But this is Buffalo. Those next three, they have a bye this week coming up. Niners, Rams, Lions. Okay, I don't know if you watched any of that Rams game. Matthew Stafford back, baby.
He's got his receivers back, though.
Puka Nacua is back.
San Francisco's not back.
San Francisco, you know?
I mean, look at that. That's the team we played in the Super Bowl. They're sitting at 5-5 trying to find their identity or what they are, holding on for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the Chiefs at 9-1, and everything is going, for the most part, the right way. But, you know, you take yesterday's game so much with just a grain of salt, really, when you look at it in the big picture, because, quite frankly, it just doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. What matters most is how these two teams are going to play in January. And if you tell me they're not on a collision course again to match up in the AFC Championship game in January, then you haven't been paying attention. And I always look at games like that against Buffalo. That was a very vanilla game, I thought, by the Chiefs yesterday. I don't think they showed anything. I don't think they showed their hand at all, and they do this every year against the good teams in the regular season. They never show their hand, and then when they see them in the playoffs, it's a completely different game plan. Everything's different. Travis Kelce will be involved in the AFC Championship game. There will be a spy on Josh Allen in the AFC Championship game.
Was Kelce there yesterday?
I think he had one catch yesterday, right? Yeah, one catch.
He had 2 for 7.
Was it two? Did he have two?
Two for 7, yeah.
But Noah Gray was the star yesterday. We will not see him in the AFC Championship game, I promise you.
I hope we do.
They will run
the
football in the AFC Championship game. Like yesterday was one of those games where the Chiefs, they don't show a lot when they face Buffalo, when they face Cincinnati, when they face this team, because they know they're going to be facing them again. Buffalo put it all on the line yesterday and got their Super Bowl championship. And, you know, here we sit, man, as the Chiefs schedule gets a little bit easier, Buffalo gets a little bit tougher. But I think you're right, man. I don't think there's much room for a hiccup the rest of the way, quite frankly, for either of these teams.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying the next three. Niners, Rams, Lions for Buffalo. Niners, Rams, Lions.
Are we going to hear that Lions game as a Super Bowl preview when that game rolls around in a couple of weeks, right? That'll be the Super Bowl preview game. What day is that game?
It's in 4 weeks.
It's in 4 weeks, okay, because I was thinking in 3 weeks we have Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
If the Lions and Bills were the same week, would they have flexed?
No, it's the same week.
It is the same week.
Yeah, I was trying to get to it. Niners, Rams, Lions are the next three for Buffalo. The Chiefs' next three are Panthers, Raiders, Chargers.
But I think but the Bills have the bye. So the Bills, so they won't flex the Chiefs off to put the Bills Lions. On something that should have been a Sunday Night Football game anyway. At the original part of the season,
Raiders
right?
game is Black Friday.
Yeah,
and then the Lions play the Packers that Thursday before the Chiefs play the Chargers that Sunday.
Right,
and then it's 3:25 Bills Lions.
Bills Lions is 3:25 that day.
That means CBS probably was like, we want this game like they had the Chiefs and the Bills this week, because the Sunday Night game that week is Packers Seahawks.
But there is still, unless they protected that one, right? Mm-hmm. There's still an opportunity. I think you have to flex 11 days out or something like that. So there's plenty of time to flex that sucker. I'm surprised they're not crawling all over each other to find a way to flex that thing out of Sunday Night Football and move the Lions and Bills in. But maybe that is a protected game like yesterday's was.
Right. Like I said, at the start of this whole banter, I looked at that loss as that one sucks, but my mind doesn't change.
No.
Like, you still have the number one seed. You still control yourself. And then this time of the season, that's the best thing to do.
Absolutely.
Be the one that controls it. Don't rely on other teams to lose, because when you need them to, they don't. And when you don't expect them to, they do. And you don't want to have that sort of mindset moving forward. You lose. It is what it is. You play Carolina next week. Then you play the Raiders. Then you play the Chargers. That Chargers game is going to be bananas.
Yep.
Luckily, you've already gone on the road and won that game in their house. Now you can play it at Arrowhead.
Now you play it here.
So you go on the road one more time in Carolina. You get a little breather. And then you get to come home for 2 weeks straight and try to wrap up the AFC. So we'll see where they go. Again, Buffalo, good team.
Good team. Very good team. We'll see you in January. It's going to be fun, right?
Yeah. You think Rob Brenton's happy today?
Why, is he a big Buffalo supporter this morning?
He predicted Buffalo on the Insta page.
Well, good
on the Insta.
But why be happy with a loss? Like, I would have loved to seen this team go undefeated and do things nobody else has done, right?
I think you're happy for one reason, because of this.
You can use it as fuel. I mean, like I said, it's a good football team, mm-hmm. so nothing to hang your head out head on. I'm losing to them, but we feel like we can play better, so we'll get back to work and try to use this as a spark so that we can be a better football team in the end. And the undefeated thing was cool, but that's not our ultimate goal, so we'll keep building towards that.
There you go.
I'm hoping that it is a benefit. I'm not going to say we were relaxed, but at the same time, I feel like we were just coming away with these wins at the end of the game, and I think it's going to spark us to have more urgency, especially at the start of football games, especially with the offense, and that comes from me and turning the ball over on the first drive. It's something you can't do in big games like this, and so the hope is that this is a spark for us, that we can play better football going throughout the rest of the regular season. And
they won't lose a game again this year. They will not lose a game again this year. Patrick Mahomes is now officially dialed in.
Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We'll reflect on that on the other side, as if this could be a spark for something that a lot of you fans want. Plus, let's hear from you. 913-586-7965. I want to hear it. Come on.
Phone lines are open. Let's go.
Watch it on the Twitch. Watch it on the TV. Listen to it on the radio. Talk. Have your take. We'll take it on the other side. 913-586-7965. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
It just takes some time. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Sometimes you lose, and that's okay. But hopefully you can take some things from this game. And that's what we led with into the tease of the break. My buddy Kevin was like, man, you can't not care and not have a spark. I'm like, I didn't say I didn't care about the loss. I said the loss doesn't affect me in the way that maybe some people are like, man, I'm worried. But I'm loving this positivity today from the text line.
Good. Where it should be.
A lot of people, here's one, not worried. Can't blame Buffalo for celebrating a midseason championship. They've never experienced a real trophy.
Right.
Nice text.
Mm-hmm.
Nice text.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people, you know, hey, it's, you know, you're going to have these things. You got to address some certain things. You got to, exactly. You like a game, you've got to make second half adjustments.
Chiefs will do that.
Kind of like life, too. It reminds me a lot. You ain't got to make second-half adjustments in life as you move along. No.
You got to talk about something?
No, I'm good. No. Not me in particular. I'm just saying, like, everything, you got to make adjustments. Like, if you just stay the same, it's like you're never going to grow. You're never going to get better. And, you know, I always go back to, like, when Bill Self would lose a basketball game at KU, which doesn't happen all that much, right? And he would laugh about it and say, you know, I've been telling these guys all along they need to do this, and they don't listen to me because we keep winning games. Sometimes you lose a game and then all of a sudden it clicks and then you know you find yourself running on 10 in a row or whatever the case may be, and that could be the case here with these guys. Hey, we've been telling Wanya Morris to like get out of his stance and block somebody for the last couple of weeks and it just hasn't worked out. Maybe this is the wake-up call, or maybe defensive backs, you get a wake-up call there, or whatever the case may be. I'm sure there's something that Andy Reid has kind of been preaching all week, or not all week but all year, that nobody's really grasping onto. And then you have a loss, Andy can come in there on a day like today and go, see, I told you guys all along, if you would have listened to me, you probably would have won that game. So it's all how you utilize that loss. And as we've seen from the Chiefs, they hardly ever let one loss become two and, become a losing streak or anything like that. They're good at using these losses and taking the positives and learning from them and growing from them. And sometimes you do have to stub your toe, because this happens every year with this. Oh, it sucks. Wait till you get kids and you're stepping on Lego.
I've already done it.
Oh, my God.
March of the foot.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
I've never said more cuss words consecutively. I've been on the air for a couple months now, and I've said more cuss words, stepped on a Lego, than I have.
It's the worst. It is absolutely the worst. Middle of the night, or the dog pukes, and you step in a pile of puke in the middle of the night, or something like that. Like, we it happens,
I'd rather done that than watch the Paul Tyson film.
Oh, God, and we'll get into that grift. I mean, that is the ultimate grift on America and the world, right? Oh, it is. It applies. it really does to that thing. I mean, my wife wakes me up like 11:30. Hey, oh man, you're sleeping. Wake up. Tyson's about ready to fight. And then I saw what I saw, and I'm like, why did you wake me up for this thing? But every year the Chiefs seemingly suffer a loss and then they rebound. The Tennessee game in 2019, where, we all know about that one. The Raider bus game, the Raider Christmas Day game, like you could even go back to the Cincinnati game that they lost at the beginning of December early on when nobody knew Cincinnati was good, to lose a game the rest of the way until Cincinnati at the end of the year in that AFC championship game. So they always suffer one of these losses and they always rebound from them and they always figure it out. There's always one of those games on the schedule you look at and go, damn, what were you doing there? And I think you look at that Buffalo game and you probably say, what the hell were they doing there? And I know exactly what they were doing there. They were playing their vanilla game plan because of the postseason's coming up, and you don't want to show anything to Buffalo that could give them an advantage coming up in January. So I don't feel bad today. It's a loss. You're 9-1. Everything is still good, and you have the opportunity to now rebound from this loss. And hearing what we did from Patrick Mahomes in the last segment, like, that dude's now dialed in, and sometimes he needs to be dialed in as well. As great as he is, sometimes you take things for granted. And, he threw an interception on the first, possession of the game, and that kind of got things going in the wrong way. And then you're chasing possessions after that the entire way. So you don't throw an interception, you go down and get a touchdown or a field goal in that situation. Maybe we're talking about a different ball game as well. Who knows, right?
Let's be fair. Buffalo is a better team yesterday.
They were. They were absolutely the better team yesterday. And that's okay in November. You want to be the better team in January.
Fourth and two, you're going to have somebody spying Josh Allen, and you let him run right up the middle and score a touchdown.
That was a hell of a run by Josh Allen. Nobody gave him the opportunity to stop him.
Well, I think they just wanted him to score as quickly as possible to get the ball back. I think that was why the last two tackles were like, meh.
Yeah, or they were business decisions.
Man, what did I tell you guys last week? What did I tell you? I was like, it's going to be third and two, whatever it is.
Every third.
Josh Allen's going to sit back. He's going to have an all go, and you know he's going to take off. And throughout the game, he hadn't really done it.
Yeah.
Now, they had the design run early in the game where he just snapped it and just went right up. But, I mean, so it happens when you're 6'5", 250.
Now, let me ask you guys. Go ahead, finish up.
I'm just saying, and then at the very end of the game, fourth and two, play of the game, Josh Allen snaps the ball, everybody goes, no spy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to have, that's a hiccup there, man. You got to have that.
You got to have that. And January will come around, and there will be a spy on that. Because, you can do the research on this or however you want to handle it, or just take my opinion for fact. Has Steve Spagnuolo ever been beaten twice by somebody in the same season? Because I go back to the Giants lost that game against the Patriots in their undefeated season, beat their ass in the Super Bowl.
What, this is third year?
Here in Kansas City?
Or is this, no. This is like his fourth
No,
or fifth
he
year.
Came in 2020 was his first
so is
year.
So this is
fourth or fifth year.
So 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, yeah, this is his fifth season in Kansas City. Did they lose to anybody in the regular season? Like, I guess Cincinnati, they did that one year where they lost in the regular season in December, then lost in the AFC Championship game. But other than that, you lose in the regular season, they figure it out. They know what they did, quote unquote, wrong and what they'll do differently. And that's where Steve Spagnuolo really excels. If you can do that to Tom Brady in a 17-0 season with a team that isn't as good as this team is now, because I don't think the 07 Giants are as good as this version of the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo figured it out, shut down Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That's what Steve Spagnuolo does. Okay, we got a little bit of a look-see. We use that regular season game. Okay, fine. We got what you're going to do. You didn't see anything we're going to do, and we're going to throw a completely different defense at you when we see you in January. So it's not like Spags loses a game, guys, and you see them again in the postseason. I can only think of one time where he didn't get revenge over that team.
No, yeah, Buffalo wins, right? A lot of streaks in. The 15 straight games without a loss, that ends. 9-0 or the undefeated season, that's gone.
Yeah.
Not allowing 30 points or more since the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, that's gone.
Yep.
So I take a lot of what happened yesterday. And look, I applaud the Bills, man. Great game. Great game from Buffalo. Josh Allen's a dog, dude.
He secured the MVP yesterday, right?
Dude's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Had a lot of guys out. Buffalo won. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Here's the big difference. Both of these teams are different in January.
Yeah.
Because Buffalo knows they had a bye week. They know they had other weeks to rely on. They know that they can control stuff. But when the playoffs start, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Like last year, how are you feeling around this time last year with the Chiefs? You're like, man, I don't know. They keep dropping passes. They're inconsistent. They got to figure this thing out. And then
the playoffs hit, they were a completely different team.
And it's over.
It was done.
I think that's kind of why a lot of people have the same mindset today that maybe you and I have, where like, yeah, I'd rather be sitting here talking about 10-0, like Patrick Mahomes said,
You
know, the regular season undefeated, like that thing's cool. But the real identity of this team was winning a three-peat, and that's what they want to be known for. That's what they want to be seen as. So for the first time of this year, we have writing in red instead of green because Buffalo is victorious 30-21. The other thing that this thing reminds me of when we talk about sparking it up or getting to something is maybe the Chiefs kind of start leaning towards what was the national narrative, which is, yeah, this team always seems to win just close games and we want to be a little bit more comfortable. Totally believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they necessarily are like, yeah, they're right. We're barely winning. I think that they still know they're winning the games, but I mean, you look at how everybody else is playing in the season compared to the Kansas City Chiefs, like Baltimore just got beat by Pittsburgh. Didn't look like a good team to me yesterday.
Right.
Pittsburgh looked like the better team, mm-hmm. even though Pittsburgh made mistakes.
And didn't score a touchdown.
That's right. Yeah. Went against Chris Boswell in fantasy. Mm-hmm. 29 points, 8 though. And you watch this game against Buffalo, and you think to yourself, okay, Buffalo's good. Buffalo's a team. And then it's like, who else out there is going to be one of those teams come the playoffs? And I think that's where the Chiefs can realize, okay, here's what we haven't been doing right. Here's what we need to do now, because how we've been doing it just got us beat by 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had the run, whatever. But either way, they were down in the fourth quarter with a chance, and you saw what Buffalo is doing. Buffalo is, you know, they know the recipe. We cannot give Mahomes the football with any amount of time left in the fourth quarter late, or we're not going to be able to do this.
We're not going to be able to do it.
We're going to have to go for two more often, or we're going to have to go for it on fourth down more often than we like, which is what they've been doing.
Yep.
They knew they had to do that. I love the play calling. Buffalo has done this before, but where nobody else seemingly knows how to do it is when it matters.
Right.
So the Chiefs will take this loss. They will regroup. Last year's loss was different narrative than this year's loss. Last year's loss was, okay, that was embarrassing. We're at the bottom of the barrel in the basement. We got to figure this out, or we're not going to have a run in the playoffs.
Last year's loss made it feel like they were done, right? Like this little run was over, and it's time to reassess some
things, right? It was almost like an ego check, and I don't know if that was necessarily the right term to use there, but it was almost like a team gut check moment, whereas this loss is kind of like, okay, we need to add a few things, but you're getting Isaiah Pacheco back,
right?
You're
going to
have it. You're going to have
it now.
Yeah, you're going to have two guys in the backfield that now you can lean on, because it is apparently obvious that Kareem Hunt is taxed.
No doubt.
Since he's been with the Chiefs, I think he has the most carries in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's taxed, man.
He is. That's why you need two running backs. You know?
You get the two back setback. You get a kind of an easy breeze against Carolina where, again, you don't have to show a whole lot.
You don't, but don't take it like
I'm
that.
Not,
you know?
I'm not taking it as like a free space on a bingo card,
right?
But that's not Buffalo.
Right.
Right? It is a noon game on the same coast as you've already been on, so you'll fly back, fly there, right? Not as so much north, but either way, you're going to Carolina. But I look at this game as like one of those, like, okay, guys, here's what we need. Left tackle is an issue. Got to figure out how we can make this like not as bad as it is. We're not going to probably find somebody off the street that's going to be anybody better. So we're stuck with this, and we got to figure out how to make this a thing. On defense, we got to figure out some secondary options because we've got some injuries we got to get over. But we got to figure out things here. I trust Spags. I trust Andy. I trust this team, and I know this team is a little bit petty because I've seen it before.
Oh God!
And they're taking this loss, and they're going to add to that thing, and they're going to move forward. And I'm interested to see where this team goes because, again, we said a couple weeks ago, they had two games left that were tough on the schedule outside of Buffalo, and that was Houston and Pittsburgh. You got to think about Denver, and you got to think about the Chargers.
Yeah, though. No, you got some tough games left. I mean, you know, Buffalo has two against New England and the Jets. That's their final three games. New England, Jets, New England. That's how they're going to wrap up the season.
And they play Rams, so. Niners, Detroit.
So you got to take care of business before Buffalo gets to those final 3 weeks of the season, because ain't nobody in New England or the Jets playing for anything, you know, once the calendar flips to 3 weeks to go in right. The season, and you're right in the middle of the holidays, and, you know, everybody's dealing with the holiday issues that everybody deals with, you know. So Buffalo is going to check or is going to have the opportunity to play two games against New England, who suck, and then the Jets, who really suck. So those are their final three games. You've got to take care of business. You can't leave it up to those final three games and say, well, maybe they'll loot. No, they won't. You've got to take care of your own business. But I think, you know, the left tackle situation could be resolved by getting Isaiah Pacheco back. And what I mean by that is you start running inside and in between the tackles and utilizing your run game. The run game can now become a strength for you because Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt can rotate. You can keep guys fresh. You can keep the running game moving, and you don't have to worry about Patrick Mahomes having to drop back every single time and have that pressure come from the left side. Inside handoff, beat the pressure, beat the rush, because every one of these teams has good rush ends. They can get upfield. They can get to the quarterback. How do you counteract that? Hand the ball to the running back. Let him run straight ahead. Don't worry about the left tackle spot. So you can start to scheme around that now and have a better opportunity to scheme around it once Isaiah Pacheco is back, and now you have a two-headed monster at that running back position. So I think that's how they're going to do that, because you're right. Who the hell are you going to get on the 17th or whatever today is of November that's any better than what you have at that left tackle spot? I know some people want different because different is new and unique, but different doesn't always mean better at this point in time. I mean, so you don't really have the options out there, so you're going to have to change some things up to make sure that that left tackle spot is not a glaring weakness, and that, to me, comes from running the ball inside the tackles.
Sixth season for Spags. I still want to try his spaghetti and meatballs. Dr. Magenstein, how do you feel on a Monday after that game?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, this is fine. It's fine. They kept a lot of things close to their vest. Couldn't get it done when they mattered. Felt like they left too much meat on the bone early on in the game, especially starting off with that interception.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Very, very frustrating.
Because you received, and now all of a sudden you gave away your possession three plays in.
Is that the key to beat the Chiefs, is you win the coin toss?
You win the coin toss, defer, and then intercept
and then
on the
intercepts.
First drive. Yeah, I think it like,
damn good.
Seriously,
start.
Though, that's like
go three and out.
All this has to go for Buffalo. You know, like, I would have rather had the three and out. You punt it, you put it downfield, okay, as opposed to, you know, where they got the ball, right?
That, right?
He was falling forward, but like, why throw? You know, just
because he had a guy open.
Sack. It was open. It was wide open.
Yeah. And I think the hit caused it to go. So I don't necessarily fully blame that on Mahomes.
Yeah,
either make that throw or take the sack. Yeah.
And then the other question I have for you, Mac, is who's at fault on the Worthy play? Was it Worthy or is it Mahomes on the throw?
Like, it could have been a better throw, yes. But at the end of the day, that like, is still
okay
an Xavier
we,
Worthy.
I mean, it's okay if we nitpick Mahomes every once in a while?
Yeah, it should be a better ball. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but also, too, like, this is like now the second or third time that Worthy doesn't know where the sidelines are, right?
Yep,
like,
agreed.
You know, so.
And he didn't need to throw it to the sideline either. To the other point with Mahomes, you know.
Yeah, combination of both, but I think receivers are so good now at getting their feet down inbounds. Like,
you
got to do better than that. So that's a couple plays in a row or a couple of weeks in a row now where Worthy is kind of like, what is going on here with Xavier Worthy and not knowing where the boundaries are or forgetting. And there is this good possibility, and this goes back to, you know, coaching and reminding him, you're not in college anymore. Yeah. 1 foot doesn't count.
No.
Right? You know, 1 foot does not count in the NFL. You've got to get both feet down. And so he needs to kind of have, you know, repetition of finding a way to get both feet in bounds.
Very Mahomes-like, too, to take the blame on that after the game and say, hey, that's on me. I got to throw him in bounds. There's a lot of room there.
You know who doesn't do that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
No, I know exactly who doesn't do that. Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I can't say the gentleman's name anymore.
No.
Keep my name out your mouth.
That's right. I mean, I just, And then from the fantasy aspect, I know this kind of ties in with your show, which you won't have one this week because it's a noon game, but moving forward.
Yep.
Pacheco and Hunt, how do you see that kind of tandem going? Because I feel like that's going to be more of like, I don't see Kareem Hunt playing much against Carolina if Pacheco's ready. But then I also debunk that statement because it's like, why would you give a guy who's been out so long a full load of carries?
Yeah, I imagine it's more like the 5 to 10 carries for Pacheco. Start him off easy, get him a couple different looks, maybe pass to him once, get him a pass pro.
Then he has a couple of big runs, and then all of a sudden it's Isaiah Pacheco, 37 carries.
And then the next week, right?
That's kind of the way it's going to be.
I agree.
But I think going forward, just based on what we've seen in the past when they've had two running backs, you're going to split the carries in this. And I know, again, fantasy owners get mad at this kind of stuff. I don't care. It's about making this team better, and having a fresh Isaiah Pacheco and a fresh Kareem Hunt for the home stretch is exactly what we need. Because I think there's going to be a lot more running the football this year, because, again, we go back to these defensive ends. What team doesn't have good defensive ends that can get upfield and get after the quarterback at this point in time, right? So you've got to counteract that. Get them coming upfield. You go the opposite way with the running game. You're going to need to have fresh running backs. You're going to need to have fresh legs. And you're going to need Isaiah Pacheco. They're going to rely heavily on him going down the stretch. And, you know, injury and a blessing, if you will, taking all that stress, all that pressure of the regular season off. You were able to go out and get Kareem Hunt, and now you've got a fresh Isaiah Pacheco coming back. That's a big, big, big add, in my opinion.
Massive. And as much of a savior as Kareem Hunt has been for this team, and as consistent as he is, you saw his longest run yesterday. It was his first quote-unquote explosive run of the season.
17 yards.
Pacheco is going to rip those off so much more often. He's just got the burst.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. And you know, now you can mix it up a little bit from a running game standpoint. Gives you another weapon, and you're going to be set up just fine, man. You're going to be set up just fine.
Charles Aminihue's needed as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name?
Where's Josh Uche?
I thought Uche was traded from New England to here.
I don't know.
Should we have known that Andy was just going to go full worthy against Buffalo right off the shoot? Like, thank you for the draft pick. Here's what you passed up on.
Yeah.
Like, I tweeted that out. I was like, I should have known the whole time. Like, Worthy was going to be the guy, because, dude, they used him so much on that first drive.
Yeah, well, that's the way they should
utilize.
Second
drive, I should say.
That's the way they should utilize him. Quick passes, get him the football, let him run, man. Like, that was a good use of Xavier Worthy. Now, again, if he knows field and where he's supposed to be, that's Mahomes being a veteran leader, too, saying, I should have thrown that ball better. Like, you got to get both feet in bounds, bro.
I'll tell you what, though, one thing he did solidify with that loss is that is the rivalry in the NFL.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, Bears, Packers.
That's too one-sided right now. It's been over 2,100 days
since the Bears beat the
Packers. They haven't won in 10 years.
2,100 days.
They haven't won in 10 years. That blocked field goal ended that. It kept that going.
I knew it was a stretch. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, because right before he kicked it, like, I think it was Brady doing that game.
Yeah, Brady was definitely on that game.
He was like, Bears going for their first win in 10 years.
And scene.
Way to go, Tom. Welcome to announcing.
Do we have the audio of both the Bears and the Packer call of that one, please? I'd like to get it. But Jim Nance said to start the broadcast, he goes, this is the best rivalry of this time. And he's correct. And I think this Bills-Chiefs rivalry, I think it's the perfect rivalry that we have right now. You got the teacher versus the pupil, right? Mm-hmm. We all like that, right? Mr. Miyagi versus, you know, Daniel LaRusso. You got two of the stars in the most important roles out there, right? The two biggest stars in the NFL.
The two best at that position.
The two biggest stars, the two most important people you could say in the NFL from a player standpoint are playing against each other. Each side wins. It's no dominance. Like 2,100 days, that's not a rivalry.
No.
That's an ass kicking. Postseason games, you play in the postseason. You know, with these two teams,
right.
You have legendary games, legendary moments between the two. And I think the one thing that really takes this rivalry to the next level is that true fan respect that everybody has for each other in this one. Like, I think the Chiefs fans respect Buffalo fans and vice versa. You saw Chiefs fans at the game yesterday. I had some friends at the game yesterday. You know, a number of people actually I knew that went to that game yesterday for whatever reason. Good job out of you to go to Buffalo and see a game. Mm-hmm. But it's that mutual respect. Like, you finish that game, you shake hands with your friends that are Buffalo fans, and you call it a day and you move on. We'll say see you in January. Like,
exactly.
It's the perfect rivalry.
I think they all say it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, we'll see you in January. Like, it's the perfect rivalry.
Need tequila if we do it again in the playoffs. I don't know if Miller Lite's going to be able to do it for that one.
Well,
but either way, we'll get there when we get there. Coming up on the other side, there's a way for you to save money, and there's also a way to listen to our overreactions on a Monday. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you're doing all right. The narrative seems to be all right here on the text line.
Good. It should be. It's a regular season game, and I think people have learned over the years that it doesn't matter what you do now. It matters what you do in January. But it matters how you learn from a loss. And even with a loss, Dusty, you want to save some money today. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs scored 21 points yesterday, folks. That means you will now get 21 cents off a gallon of gas at Hy-Vee when you spend $21 or more today only. So get into your local Hy-Vee, spend $21 or more, and you'll get 21 cents off per gallon when you fuel up at Hy-Vee. So the savings are still big, even though the team lost, and you know, you can capitalize on that as well. So get into Hy-Vee today, spend $21 or more, and save 21 cents per gallon.
Overreaction Mondays can always be one of my things I look forward to. I love when we go back, because we do it today as well, when we can go back to the script. But overreaction. Now, you could have one on the text line if you want, 913-586-7965. I'm sure you have some overreactions on the Chiefs-Bills game.
Right.
Nobody really going super dramatic today, which is nice. Now, I know there's some people like, if my team loses, I'm out. Like, I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch SportsCenter. I remember back in the day when the Chiefs would lose, like, none of my buddies would watch ESPN. We waited till like, Wednesday.
Yeah, when the new week starts, you get back in. But nobody wants to relive a loss, you
the
know?
The older I get, the more I'm intrigued to listen after a loss.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I'm interested to see which I know I tell you guys all the time. I'm interested to see what Colin Cowherd's take is on this team. I know what everybody's take is on Detroit.
Right? Oh, God, yes.
Doug Peterson's going to be fired in the next 2 hours.
Has that not happened yet?
It's coming. I think it's going to be like that dude from the Saints, where we're like, he's not fired yet. And then I came in the door, and I was like, fired. By the way, he's out.
He's out.
They were favored by 14, and they won by almost 50.
Yeah. What was it, 52-3 or 52-6? Yeah. Did they get 6 points?
Yeah, they kicked a field goal like late just to do it.
I love the fact that the Lions are just obliterating people, and they don't care. They just do not care, right?
They're dangerous, man.
They are, yeah.
But go ahead and kick us off on Overreaction Monday.
Who wants to start? Mac, you want to get going? Yeah, Why don't you start?
Okay. The NFC is a two-team conference. It's the Lions and the Eagles. That's it. Okay. Those two contenders. Everyone else, yeah, you're fine.
I'm glad
whatever.
You said the Eagles, because I was trying to think of who the other team was last night. I'm like, it's the Lions and...
You don't trust it? You don't trust Minnesota?
No.
They're not playing great. No, they're not playing. Sam Darnold has gone back to the pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know, you are who you are. Okay.
Yeah. Love me some Sammy, but yeah, it's
don't
not
believe
been great.
In Arizona. They didn't play this week, so you don't get to see them.
Yep. Didn't play this week, but yeah, I just don't think they're as complete as those two teams. They're fun. They're feisty. They may be a good upset threat, but I think that's all the rest of the NFC teams are. They're upset threats. They're not winning 3 or 4 games in a row and winning a Super Bowl.
Philadelphia is really, really good, and people have been sleeping on them all year because they've been spending so much time hating on Nick Sirianni, they forget they're winning games as well, right? Like, all of that has gotten lost with the Philadelphia Eagles. Every day, somebody wants to rip on the Eagles and rip on Sirianni. Were they 8-2?
Yeah, at some point, it's like, okay, is Sirianni actually good? Because he does win every season.
You don't believe in Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm gonna call quits on Green Bay. I'm gonna surrender. Yeah. I'm gonna surrender. Okay. I can't keep doing it. I can't keep doing it. The Rams would be my honorable mention.
They're an interesting one, man. Yes. They really are with the health back now, and
they can score 40 on anyone.
Yeah.
They can run the ball. They have the best wide receiver duo in the league, and Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's a top 5-6 guy when he's right, and he's right now.
Yeah. You know, sounds like you're a golfer then.
On the other side, I'm a Lioner. The Lions are great. On the other side, AFC is a 4-team conference. Okay. I knew I'd get less agreement there. Chiefs, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh would be my 14.
See, I think Baltimore kind of showed us who they were yesterday, and I think take care.
You're done. Not contender.
Yeah, I think it's 3, and Pittsburgh is, and as much as I love Mike Tomlin, kind of a fringe.
Because
I think Buffalo and Kansas City are so much better than everybody else.
That's
right.
Fair.
But hey, stranger things have happened.
Everyone else, just fun competition, fun upsets. Mike Tomlin, that's the other one. Mike Tomlin, winning coach of the year.
Oh, really? You're on the bandwagon
now. Mike Tomlin's doing it. Yep. No Andy Reid, sadly.
Yeah, he lost.
Lost
yeah.
yesterday.
Yep, that's it.
Had to go undefeated or he wasn't going to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah. So
damn it.
How awful is that? Like Andy Reid loses a game. He's no longer Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, that's your standard. That's your standard.
That Silly. Is, right? That is. All right, for me, overreaction. I don't know if it's overreaction, but Josh Allen is the MVP and the Bills are the best competitor to the Chiefs and the only real challenger to their goals right now. That's kind of where I fell after that game yesterday. I don't know if that's overreaction or if that's fact, but I think Josh Allen is your clear favorite as the MVP right now. Pittsburgh is legit. They will win the AFC North. I don't think Baltimore is a contender in that division, and clearly Cincinnati went to bed last night
yep.
and called themselves a season. The Lions are now overreaction. First time in Lions franchise history that they are the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl.
But is that an actual thing? Like they are probably the favorite, right?
No, they are today. They are.
So
they
it's
are
not
the
really
favorite.
An overreaction. It's just fact.
but are they the favorite? Is what
oh,
I'm getting at.
Oh,
are they yes. really the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, let them
Chiefs
have it.
Versus Lions. Yeah. Who you taking?
Chiefs. But I'll let the Lions
right.
take that. Go ahead.
Right.
You deserve it. You've had, you know, however long your history is, you've had all that.
So I think that's a little bit of an overreaction. I still think the Chiefs are the better complete football team, the better coach team, the better quarterback team than Detroit. But this is the week. Detroit won big. Chiefs lost. You make them the favorite for the first time in their career. But I don't necessarily think they are the favorite. I think that's a little bit of an overreaction by Las Vegas.
Are Chiefs still second?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Whew.
Yeah.
What is that number?
Plus 500. Lions are plus 450. Chiefs are plus 500. I think Buffalo's plus 650.
Okay.
I wonder what the Chiefs odds are to win the AFC still. I bet it's, you think it's still a minus number in front of that?
I
think it's like plus 125.
Yeah. I think it's probably like that.
We can always find out. Love this. Me with six. The Chiefs converted a fourth down throw to Frank Caliendo. I'd say that's going to the playbook.
I texted Bob and you guys immediately. I was like, this is all you all over it. Caliendo, dude.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Doug Peterson's on a flight to Kansas City now. Overreaction.
What do we need him for?
Another
is he
offensive
play left
mind.
Tackle?
Mine is not as like hell. But look, I'll make two. One is my overreaction is there's only one spot available left in the AFC for the playoff picture, and that is the seventh seed.
Who's contending for that, do you think?
Miami, Denver, Indianapolis.
Okay. Yeah, the Colts are back in the conversation for that seventh spot right now, right?
I'd add Cincinnati to that, but I agree.
Yeah, Cincinnati's still alive.
I mean, there's still seven losses. Like, every time I look at Cincinnati, I'm like, it's just not enough losses yet for them. They can still go 10-7, but they still have Pittsburgh twice.
Right. So they got a tough schedule. So I would say that the six seeds are done. Like, I think it's just over. I think your
top six are in.
It's
your
one
four
spot
division
left.
Winners. It's
yep.
Baltimore. That's your five.
Chargers
are your six.
Mm-hmm. And there's
then
one left.
There's one left, and it's yeah.
It's either Denver. It's either Indianapolis. It's either Cincinnati or Miami.
All right, hold on a second. Let me throw this one at you right now. I know we say Andy is done mm-hmm. with Coach of the Year because they lost mm-hmm. the game. What if? Three of the AFC West teams make the playoffs this year, and then, Andy Reid finishes 16-1. How is he not Coach of the Year navigating a division where all teams made the playoffs?
What is Pittsburgh's record, and what is the Chargers' record? Because Jim Harbaugh is going to be in the favorite conversation.
Yeah, I know, but Pittsburgh finishes, let's say Pittsburgh finishes with four losses.
Tomlin gets it.
You still think Tomlin?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomlin gets it, okay.
It's because he humbled Russell Wilson. Like, I heard somebody say that the other day. They were like, he benched Russell Wilson, a healthy scratch, for six games and went 4-2 with Justin Fields because he humbled Russell Wilson, and now Russell Wilson's like, okay, maybe I was a little cocky, and now he came down to earth, and now Russell Wilson's playing
great, except for that interception that he threw.
That's right,
you know,
in the end
day.
Zone.
And then Justin Fields get in for a play, and then he doesn't even know where the first down marker is.
I mean, that's football IQ right there, man.
It is. That's exactly right.
My main overreaction is this. Lamar Jackson is no longer in the clubhouse for MVP. Justin Herbert, welcome in.
Okay.
Justin Herbert hasn't thrown an interception in eight straight games. The Chargers seem to have believed in the Harbaugh way, so I take back everything I said. It is a system that is working.
Yeah,
the guy just seems to know how to do it. He's the most successful coach I've seen go back and forth, back and forth. The Chargers are rolling. I know they barely won that game last night, but they won.
They won.
The Chiefs have barely won some games, but they won. The Chargers are now 7-3. Your MVP category now belongs with Josh Allen, number one. Number two is Jared Goff. And number three is Justin Herbert. Mahomes, the chances are probably gone. Yeah. If they were even there, I know he was a favorite on Vegas's books. Lamar Jackson, it's over, man. Like, you can't beat Pittsburgh and you can't beat the Chiefs. You're a back-to-back, you're a two-time MVP winner. If you wanted to win a third one, you'd have won your division, which you still can, and you'd have won it with force. So we'll see. But my overreaction is Justin Herbert belongs in the MVP category, and he might be number two.
I hate the fact
that Jared Goff's balling, dude.
For Lamar, though, I mean, like, he's so good except against the teams that he needs to be good against. And,
if you're not going to get
Lamar.
Lamarvelous.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to give Miami a bunch of crap last year because they went 11-6 and they didn't beat anybody, good, but they won 11-6. You look at Lamar Jackson. You can't beat Pittsburgh. You can't beat Kansas City.
They're doing the
you
same
can't
thing.
Win the playoffs. What are you?
Yeah, you're just a guy. You're just a guy at this point in time, right?
If we're gonna do that to Dak Prescott, we gotta do it to Lamar Jackson,
right? But
certain people, two MVPs.
So what?
Because of numbers and records that don't matter.
Yeah, the regular season stuff just doesn't matter. You still want Patrick Mahomes under center over anybody right now. And I'll go with your Justin Herbert thing too. I know we've only seen him in one playoff game, but bro, you had like a 37-point lead in that postseason game and lost to Doug Peterson in Jacksonville, and that's the last time they've been relevant. I told you that ATN fumble was gonna ruin him for the entire year,
you're right?
I mean, they have not recovered from that mess. Has he been fired yet? It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast.
No, we're checking. We're checking.
Keep hitting refresh.
By the way, Chiefs plus 220 for the conference there.
Oh gosh,
yeah,
that might be worth it.
Is that the number one odds though? They're still the favorite.
Yeah. I think it plus 320 is Buffalo. Yeah, okay.
Plus 220. There's some money there to be won.
Wow, plus
money there to be won. Coming up, we'll talk about the narrative that is still controlled by the Chiefs. By Fesco, Mac Boy, Dusty Likens. We're all with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.